Blog Talk Radio.
I know the man is you and I know the man is you.
Remember now your Creator in the days of your youth, before the difficult days come and the years draw near when you say, I have no pleasure in them. I have read to you chapter 12, verse 1 from the book of Ecclesiastes. That's spelled ECCLESIASTES. And that is for you young folk. I want you all to seek God early in life before you possibly start having health issues. If you seek Him when you're young, He may remember you. When your years grow near, He remembered me about 4 or 5 years ago. Sheep, let's have a word of prayer. Our Father God in heaven, Creator of everything, we allow sheep humble ourselves to prayer in you for giving us peace in our mind, love in our mind. We thank you for this day and every day that you bless us with life on this earth. We thank you for giving us, or for keeping natural disasters away from Detroit, Michigan, your blessed city. As always, we lost sheep, thank you for your mercy and kindness in allowing us to have sane, sound mind, excellent health, family, peace, love, joy, happiness, boldness, courage, your restoration of us lost sheep, from bringing us from underneath the rock, for prosperity in all things, in your Son's name, amen. Now, my Bible may read a slightly different from yours, a word here or there different. I read from the New King James Version of the Bible. Your sheep are to have the 3 P's. And what are those? Your pen, pencil, and paper. Now, I want you to follow me to the book of Nehemiah, chapter 10, verse 28. Last week I had said that I would finish with the book of Nehemiah, but when I was reading Nehemiah, I stopped and did not read that chapter or that section of the Bible, but it came to my mind from the book of Proverbs, chapter 14, verse 12. There is a way that seems right to a man, but in the end, that way is death. So what I may have thought was right by skipping over Nehemiah chapter 10, verse 28, and the other verses after 28, you know, that seemed right to me at the time. But it could be the way of death. So I'm going to go back and address that issue or read that with you today. This is the Feed My Sheep show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath, everybody. The only day in the Bible that tells you to remember the Sabbath day, be holy, and to rest. You ought to work 6 days if you didn't know. Now you know. And if the Sabbath is Saturday, in case you didn't know. You can read that for yourself in the book of Exodus, chapter 20, verses 8 through 11. Now, follow me. We're going to go back to the book of Nehemiah and finish where I did not read. And I will, if it's God's will, I will catch up with today's lesson at another time, if not today. We're going to read Nehemiah chapter 10, the covenant that was sealed. Let's read. Now the rest of the people, the priests, the Levites, the gatekeepers, the singers, the Nethinims, and all those who had separated themselves from the people of the land to the law of God. Let me read that again. Now, the rest of the people, the priests, the Levites, the gatekeepers, the singers, the Nethinims, and all those who had separated themselves from the people of the land to the law of God, their wives, their sons, and their daughters, everyone who had knowledge and understanding, they joined with their brethren, their nobles, and entered into a curse and an oath to walk in God's law, which was given by Moses, the servant of God, and to observe and do all the commandments of Yah the Lord, our Lord God, and his ordinances and his statutes, that we would not give our daughters as wives to the people. So let's number that as one. You're not supposed to give your daughters as wives to the other people of the land, nor take their daughters for yourselves or your sons. Verse 31, if that is the peoples of the land bringing wares, well, that was number two. Let me go back and read one and two that I want you to pick up on. That you will not give your daughters as wives to the peoples of the land. That's one. Number two, nor take their daughters for your sons. That's number two. Number three, that if the peoples of the land bring wares or any grain to sell on the Sabbath day, keep that in mind, the Sabbath is Saturdays, we would not buy any of it from them on the Sabbath or on a holy day, and that we would forego the seventh year's produce and the extraction of every debt. Now, I wish they would extract every debt after 7 years. Also, we made ordinances for ourselves to extract from ourselves yearly. And see, when they made ordinances, this is where I stopped, because I'm saying I should not read man-made ordinances. I'm all about God and Jesus, whose name is Yahweh. And maybe one day I'll share with you the experience that I found out about the changing of Yahweh's law, name to Jesus. Let's pick up in Nehemiah chapter 10, verse 32. Again, this is where I left off, because I didn't think I should read to you what the laws, the ordinances that man made for themselves. Verse 32. Also, we made ordinances for ourselves to extract from ourselves yearly 1/3 of a shekel for the service of the house of our God, for the showbread, for the regular grain offerings, for the regular burnt offerings of the Sabbath. And see, when it had burnt offerings as well, I didn't want to read that. But I'm reading it now, and I need to stop interfering with myself so I can be about God's business. The new moons and the set feasts for the holy things, for the sin offerings to make atonement for Israel, and all the work of the house of our God. Verse 34, we cast lots among the priests, the Levites, and the people for bringing the wood offerings into the house of our God according to our fathers' houses at appointed times, year by year, to burn on the altar of Yah the Lord our God, as it is written in the law. But you know that We do not do burnt offerings anymore. We keep the moral laws that Moses provided. We just, Jesus came. If you read Matthew 26:26, Jesus was the final offering. Although he did not burn himself, he was the final blood offering. And we do not keep these burnt offerings anymore. Verse 35, and we made cut ordinances to bring the first fruits of our ground and the first fruit of our fruit of all trees year by year to the house of Yah the Lord, to bring the firstborn of our sons and our cattle, as it is written in the law, and the firstlings of our herds and our flocks to the priest who ministers in the house of our God, to bring the first fruits of our dough. And you're talking about grain offering, like wheat and meal. Our offerings, the first fruit from all kinds of trees, the new wine and oil, to the priests, to the storerooms of the house of our God, tithes of our land to the Levites, for the Levites should receive the tithes in all our farming communities. Oh my goodness, I have read to you and not giving you the number. Number four, you'll find in verse 36. Number five is at the end of 36. Number seven is at the end of number six is at the end of verse 37. Now I'm in verse 38. And the priests, the descendants of Aaron, shall be with the Levites when the Levites receive tithes, and the Levites shall bring up a tenth of the tithes to the house of our God, to the store, to the rooms of the storehouse. I've gotten my numbers mixed up, so that might be number seven. Verse 39. For the children of Israel and the children of Levi shall bring the offerings of grain and of the new wine and the oil to the storerooms where the articles of the sanctuary are, where the priests who ministers and the gatekeepers and the singers are. And we shall not neglect the house of our God. Now, that finishes, I finished reading Nehemiah chapter 10, verses 28 through 39, where I left off at the last time. Now, let's go into today's lesson, the book of Ezra. Yay! I am finished with the book of Nehemiah, unless my mind tells me to go back there. But I think I have covered pretty much everything except for reading those names. There were hundreds, many names that I did not read in the book of Nehemiah. And let me give you a for instance. Hold on a moment. I'm back in the book of Nehemiah. Let's see. Okay. For instance, if you read chapter 7 of Nehemiah, it talks about the captives who returned to Jerusalem. And if you read that, there are many names. And I did not read that. I pray that my Father in heaven will not hold that against me. Now, yay, We're back to the book of Ezra, chapter 1, end of the Babylonian captivity. Let's read. Now, in the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, that the word of Yah the Lord, spoken by the mouth of Jeremiah, might be fulfilled, Yah the Lord stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, king of Persia, so that he made a proclamation. And a proclamation is what? You're so smart, sheep. It's an announcement throughout all the kingdom. And also put it in writing, saying, thus says Cyrus, king of Persia, all the kingdoms of the earth, the Lord God of heaven has given me, and he has commanded me to build a house at Jerusalem, which is in Judah. Now, that is news to me. I did not know that Jerusalem is in Judah. Verse 3, who is there among you of all his peoples? May his God be with him. Now, let him go up to Jerusalem, which is in Judah, and build the house of the Lord God of Israel. He is God. That's true. I know that too. Which is in Jerusalem. And whoever remains in any place where he sojourns means a temporary stay, let the men of his place help him with silver and gold, with goods and livestock, besides free will offerings for the house of God, which is in Jerusalem. Verse 5. Then the heads of the fathers' houses of Judah and Benjamin, and the priests and the Levites, with all those whose spirits God had moved, arose to go up and build the house of Yah the Lord, which is in Jerusalem. And all those who were around them encouraged them with articles of silver and gold, with goods and livestock, and with precious things besides all that was willfully offered. King Cyrus also brought out the articles of the house of Yah the Lord, which Nebuchadnezzar had taken from Jerusalem and put in the temple of his God. And Cyrus, king of Persia, brought them out of the hand of Merodach, the treasurer, and counted them out to Sheshbazzar, the prince of Judah. Verse 9. This is the number of them, 30 gold platters, 1,000 silver platters, 29 knives, gold basin. And a basin is like a bowl, some maybe like shape of a cup, large or small. 410 silver basins of a similar kind, and 1,000 other articles. All the articles of gold and silver were 5,400. All these Sheshbazzar took with the captives who were brought from Babylon to Jerusalem. Now, that is Ezra chapter 1. I'm going to, because in Ezra chapter 2, it's the captives who return to Jerusalem. There are many, many names. I'm going to skip to chapter 2, verse 68, and read there. Some of the heads of the fathers' houses came to the house of Yah the Lord, which is in Jerusalem, offered freely for the house of God to erect it in its place. So that means that it was once there, and they're going to erect it in its place again, according to their ability they gave to the treasurer for the work 61,000 gold drachmas, 5,000 minas of silver, and 100 priestly garments. So the priests and the Levites, some of the people, the singers, the gatekeepers, and the Nethinims dwelt in their city, and all Israel in their city. So I'm going to stop reading here. This is the end of chapter 2, and we'll pick up with chapter 3 next time. See, let's have a closing word of prayer. Our Father God in heaven, we thank you for all the blessings that you give us, and we thank you so much for keeping the devil away from us. I say that prayer in your son's name. Amen. Now, Sheikh, I want you to remember this. Everywhere you go, I want you to take our Father God with you. Also, I will tell you in about another 2 or 3 minutes something else. But right now, I want you to purchase this book. It's called How to Eat and Live Longer. Go to www.eatandliveelonger.com. I don't even have a computer anymore to look to see if that book, that .com is still available. But that's what I want you to get, to learn how to eat and live longer. If you read, I think it's in Leviticus chapter 11, do you know that you're not supposed to eat fish that do not have scale? Many people eat catfish. Catfish does not have scale. So stop eating catfish. Now, the other thing, 2 books that I want you to do, I want you to go to Amazon.com and purchase my 2 books, The Broken Plant. That is a children's book, and it's written by Sondras. The Passing, that's written by Sondra Harris. That's a book for all ages. Everyone can read that book. Now, in closing, I want you to take God along with you everywhere you go. And if it's God's will, I'll be back with you next time.